I'm excited to dig into Cardano Improvement Proposal 197, or CIP-197, because it's about something really important: keeping wallets safe if quantum computing becomes more real.
That's the right way to frame it. The proposal treats quantum risk as a practical wallet protection issue, not just a distant theoretical concern.
And that matters because, as quantum computing advances, institutional investors are paying more attention to long-term security. If current cryptography is ever broken, blockchain networks need credible plans.
Exactly. Most wallets today rely on public key cryptography, especially elliptic curve-based signature schemes. Those systems have been secure and widely used for decades.
But quantum computers running certain algorithms could, in theory, let an attacker derive a private key from a public key. That's the scary part.
It does not mean large-scale quantum attacks are imminent. But the uncertainty is enough to justify planning now.
One of the biggest worries is the harvest now, decrypt later risk. Attackers could collect public transactions, addresses, and cryptographic data today and store it for later.
If quantum machines eventually make that data vulnerable, the damage could be retroactive. That's especially concerning for long-term holders, institutional treasuries, and anyone keeping assets for years or decades.
What I find really useful is that CIP-197 is framed around wallet protection and quantum resistance, not a complete redesign of the whole Cardano blockchain.
That distinction is important. The proposal appears to target how users store, sign, and protect assets, rather than forcing an immediate network-wide cryptographic replacement.
In practice, a quantum-resistant wallet strategy could include stronger signature schemes, updated key formats, larger public keys or identifiers, migration tools, and better compatibility between wallets, dApps, exchanges, and hardware devices.
The goal is to reduce the risk that a future quantum breakthrough leaves ordinary users exposed because their wallets were built around older cryptographic assumptions.
By putting this through the CIP process, Cardano is turning a vague future risk into a concrete engineering and security conversation.
That gives developers, auditors, and community members a chance to review, test, and refine the approach before it becomes part of the ecosystem.
One language point that really matters is that quantum proof is an imprecise term. In security planning, the more accurate phrase is quantum resistant.
Right. No system can be guaranteed immune to every future attack, but networks can design protections that make certain classes of attacks much harder or obsolete.
For wallets, that could mean new signature schemes, changed address formats, migration paths from older keys to newer ones, updated wallet support, hardware compatibility, and clearer recovery processes.
These changes are not simple. Wallets are the front door to user funds, so poorly designed migrations or incompatible updates could create new risks.
That's why a formal proposal process matters. It gives the ecosystem time to pressure test the idea, identify failure points, and improve the design before widespread adoption.
Timing is a key theme. Quantum security affects trust, especially among institutional investors, regulators, and long-term custodians.
If an ecosystem says it will deal with quantum risk only when it becomes urgent, that can undermine confidence among holders who think in decades rather than quarters.
Cardano's approach through CIP-197 suggests a more deliberate stance. The ecosystem is signaling that it is thinking ahead rather than reacting later.
Wallet-level protection is especially important because wallets are the most user-facing part of the system. Node operators and validators can often upgrade infrastructure in stages.
But wallet users may be less technical and more vulnerable if they do not understand what is changing. A quantum-resistant system is only useful if people can safely adopt it.
If users are confused, if recovery phrases behave differently, or if older devices stop working without a clear path forward, the security improvement could create new failure points.
For everyday Cardano holders, the immediate takeaway is awareness, not panic. If CIP 197 moves forward, practical details will matter more than headlines.
Things like how the new wallet protections will be implemented, which wallets and hardware devices get support first, whether existing funds need migration, how recovery phrases and key management are handled, and how exchanges and third-party apps stay compatible.
Those details will determine whether the upgrade feels like a smooth background improvement or a disruptive event. Better communication and tooling will reduce the risk of user error during transition.
The broader takeaway is that blockchain security is a moving target. The industry has already learned that security is not a one-time launch checklist.
It is an ongoing process involving protocol upgrades, wallet design, hardware compatibility, and user education. Quantum resistance raises the stakes because the threat model extends further into the future.
For Cardano, CIP 197 also reinforces the value of its community-driven development process. A change this important benefits from public review, peer discussion, and incremental testing.
It is not enough to announce a new standard. The ecosystem needs to show that it can support the standard without creating confusion or breaking existing workflows.
In short, CIP 197 is significant because it treats quantum risk as a wallet security issue rather than an abstract futurist debate.
If quantum computers eventually threaten current cryptographic assumptions, wallets will be among the most exposed parts of the system.
By targeting wallet protection, the proposal aims to prepare users for a future where quantum resistance is a functional requirement, not a marketing phrase.
It does not solve everything by itself, and it does not guarantee that every user, device, or third-party service will keep pace.
But it places a clear and important question on the table. How should Cardano protect its users when the rules of cryptography begin to change?